The terror threat spreads into Uganda. A $1 billion industry needs your prayers. And what's in a name? All this coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The U.S. Embassy in Uganda says terrorists could be targeting churches over the next couple of weeks. Somalia's Al-Shabaab has been increasingly active in Kenya and along the border areas. Security's stepping up, but Worldwide Christian School Scott Vanderkoy says Ugandan staff is looking over their shoulders right now.
A lot of these attacks, when they do happen, they happen during church services, during the school day, and that's something that's hard to prepare for and guard against.
Although some of their partners are in more rural areas, the isolation and the unknown is a little unnerving. Still, Vanderkoy says the situation's provided the teachers with gospel opportunities.
Well, it gives them something to talk about when, you know, it's hard to talk about terrorism without talking about it in the context that this is a broken world and needs Jesus Christ.
Next, Turkey is a country of about 76 million people, 99.9% Muslim, making our next story pretty amazing. Turkey Country Director for International Needs Network Behnam Knutgun says the Ministry of Education asked him to write Christian curriculum for religion classes for the public schools. Why?
Because Turkey is on the way to Europe. They created nothing from next year. They will have elective course in the school. They promised to print it. And this is the first in the whole Turkish history. This is a wonderful.
Knutgun says classes are for 5th, 6th, 10th, and 11th grades. Now, he says children won't have to be sent away to camps to learn about Christ.
Now, we will train them. While in the schools, they can give this curriculum books to their friends and talk about that. They will be natural missionaries in school to their friends.
Pray the Ministry of Education follows through on their promise to print the material. This is Mission Network News. Christians should pray for this group of big money makers. We're talking about human traffickers. C.H. Dyer of Bright Hope International.
It is a $1 billion industry, and people that are earning money off of it are upset if you do anything to challenge the legality or even the practice of what they're doing.
Bright Hope's anti-human trafficking group receives many threats. In light of the persecution of other Christians, Dyer says,
do we take these threats seriously? Absolutely. It gives pause for, are we doing all that we can to, you know, be sensible in what and how we go about it? Is it going to stop the work? No, because we feel like God has asked us to do this work.
It's clear we should pray for the victims of trafficking and for people working against it. But Dyer's urging you to remember Jesus' call. Love your enemies. Ask God to change their hearts. More details at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, the World Hunger Fund is getting a facelift. A partner with WHF organization, Baptist Global Response, is excited about the changes, including a new name, Global Hunger Relief. The purpose is to maintain the same functionality and vision as WHF while getting the next generation involved. WHF is part of the Southern Baptist's efforts to reach the world for Christ. The changes take place immediately. Visit our website to learn how you can help fight hunger. And how many Bible verses have you memorized? A couple of girls at AMG International's Development Center in Thailand have written 500 verses on their heart. AMG cares for 50 kids, giving them structure, education, and the gospel. AMG's focus on discipleship is equipping these youngsters to be missionaries to their own people. Find ways to come alongside them at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to read real-life mission stories and grow stronger in your faith at the same time? Get your free copy of Voices in the Wilderness from Advancing Native Missions, 100 true stories of God's servants who are working in the hard places. It's a great resource to study by yourself or with your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the book link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.